This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Today in Pakistan, President Pervez Musharraf said national elections will happen as planned within 3 months. He's responding to a wave of international and internal criticism of the state of emergency he declared last weekend.
The woman who's emerging as the chief opposition leader in Pakistan, former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto, says that his pledge is not enough. She's planning to lead another mass protest tomorrow. These protests began with Pakistani lawyers. Hundreds of them have been arrested since Saturday when the state of emergency was declared.
One of those detained lawyers is Asma Jahangir, and she joins us now from her home in Lahore, Pakistan, where she is under house arrest. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Now, I understand you're actually speaking to us from your home phone?
This is the landline that I am officially allowed to use till a certain period of time.
So the government is allowing you to make phone calls?
Yes, they have not put restrictions yet.
How were you put under house arrest?
The police came and surrounded my house. They told me that I couldn't leave. And an hour later, they served me an order which said that I was under house arrest for 90 days and I couldn't leave because the government had credible information that I would make inflammatory speeches that would provoke people to go and disturb the law and order situation.
For 90 days, you're under house arrest. And that is because you are the chairwoman of the Human Rights Commission of Pakistan, correct?
Yes, that's right.
And you've been very outspoken in your criticism of the government?
Well, naturally. I mean, it's a military government. People's rights have been usurped. I have been one of the leading lawyers in the cases of disappearances of people. So I think the government is extremely unhappy about that case. And even in the past, I mean, human rights lawyers have to be constantly the watchdogs of any government.
What do you think of President Musharraf's concession today that he will hold national elections in February?
Fine, he will hold elections, but under one circumstances. You cannot just have, you know, elections and ballots in the front without really the props, which is a judiciary that upholds the rule of law, or I'm not saying a perfect one, but some judiciary with some credibility there, and a reasonable freedom of the press. We want full freedom, but there has to be some freedom of the press.
Former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto will hold demonstrations tomorrow. Her supporters, though, have been conspicuously absent from the latest demonstrations. Are you a supporter of hers?
I don't support any political party as such, but I admire the courage of Benazir Bhutto's, and I think she's a good politician. And she is in a very difficult situation because she is pressurized, on the one hand, not only by international forces, but also certain people within the country who will argue that if we take confrontation with this military, we are going to be on the losing end. And if we can somehow do it through diplomacy, do it through persuasion, we may get some transition to democracy. Now, I don't buy that. I am of the view that the military will never go away, and they have no stomach for negotiations.
For the next 3 months, you'll be under house arrest. Personally, what are you doing all day, and can you see your family, and what is it like for you personally?
Well, my family, I have my husband and one of my daughters is here. I'm myself keeping myself very busy. I look at my emails that come from my office in the morning. I don't have access to email here. That has been shut off. And I write a lot nowadays. I'm reading news. But I'm going through an anguish when I see all these images of lawyers being beaten up. I begin to think that all these years we have looked at these promising young people and one had hoped that we will begin to get new leadership. But if the crackdown kills their spirit, that would be a very sad day for Pakistan.
Thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
That's Asma Jahangir. She's a lawyer under house arrest in Lahore, Pakistan. She's also the chairwoman of Pakistan's Human Rights Commission.